Hello everyone, and welcome back once again to Spiritual Healing. As we all know, Women's Day is tomorrow, just round. So here I wish all the strong and beautiful women out there a very happy Women's Day. Today, I'm not going to share any article with you all. Rather, I have the expert himself with us. Dr. Pramod Pathak. Yes, Dr. Pramod Pathak is not only a stress management expert, but also a counselor and a consultant. And today, on the occasion of Women's Day, he has agreed to give us some insight on why there is more evidence to suggest that women are experiencing more stress than men, and how can they cope it better. So let's hear it straight from the expert himself. Dr. Pathak, a very warm welcome on Spiritual Healing, wherein I've been sharing your articles on spirituality from your book Ethical Insights on Awakening the Soul.
Thank you. Good evening. How are you?
I am doing good. I hope you're doing good too.
Yeah, surviving. That's all in Corona times.
In fact, all of us are surviving somehow, and I hope it goes on like this. So, as you know, it's International Women's Day tomorrow. So, I just wanted to have an insight from you on why nowadays studies are suggesting that women are experiencing more stress, and why it's becoming difficult for them to handle altogether. So, as the whole world is reeling under corona stress, how, as a stress management expert, do you see the stress status of women?
Dr. Namrata, the fact is that these are difficult times and every human being is stressed. In fact, not only women, not only men, but even children are also stressed. So, that way, the Absolutely. Stress status... The stress status of women is no different from men or children. But the point is that because women have to play different roles and they have to take care of the family as well as their own problems, these days they are feeling the punch. So they are in fact more stressed than other folks. That is the basic reason. Because of the crowding, because of the nowhere to go out and things like that.
Right,
the stress pressure is high. It's high on the woman.
Okay. And like over the ages, it's been thought that women are more stress resilient. So how do you view this? Are they really stress resilient?
This, of course, is not exactly the position. But yes, recent studies have suggested that women are stressed. Earlier, no one was going to find out the stress status of women because the societies were like that. Societies were patriarchal, and women, in fact, were less consequential those days in the earlier times. So no one bothered about their stress. But now, when they are being empowered and we are realizing that women also are an important part of the family, we are trying to find out their stress status, and now we realize that they are equally stressed. So that assumption that they were more stress resilient was rather mythical. They were as stressed as men.
Okay. So nowadays we also find that more and more women are joining the workforce. So are they becoming more stress prone because of this?
Yes, they are. Because see, as far as women are concerned, even if they join a work, the domestic front is always going to be a front they have to manage with, irrespective of whether they are working women or not, in most of the cases. So that way they are having to face some kind of a double whammy. The home front is already there and the job front has added to their difficulty. So that way they are becoming more stressed, and work-life balance is a big issue these days, particularly for women. Because they have to manage the home, they have to manage the job, and they have to manage the challenging competitive workplace and the demands of the job they are doing. So they are certainly more stressed than what they were earlier.
So that's why I guess there have been so many advertisements these days on load sharing. So that's what they are asked to deal with.
Exactly. Because see, women are as human as men are. So naturally, you cannot put them under so much of pressure. So if the home work, the work at home, that means, is being shared by men, that will certainly help the position of women and bring down their stress level. And even otherwise also, if women are sharing the family income, the men are likely to be required to share the family work. So there's nothing wrong in
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, absolutely. So is the non-working women somehow less stressed? What do you think?
I don't agree to this. See, as I said, stress is more of an individual attribute. So working or not working is less important, and how you perceive what you are doing is more important. So in fact, these days you might have noticed that many countries like Japan and UK and Germany, they have started, you know, with a ministry of loneliness. Because if a non-working woman is there, most of the time she has to stay home alone. Then she is stressed. And if she is stressed, she is stressed. There is no if and but in that. And moreover, when the men are working and women are staying home, chances of their being lonely increases. So naturally, the assumption that non-working women are less stressed doesn't hold good.
And I guess most of the time, the environment these days, the culture has become that most of the women are working. So that also adds to the stress that the non-working women feel that they are not working.
Yes. So
it less empowered.
Yes, it lowers their self-esteem and it gives them some kind of a feeling of guilt and isolation. So they in fact feel more stressed. Yes, that also is there.
Okay. So what's the role of the society? Like, how can they help?
See, actually, the society has to understand one thing, that the household work is no less important. These days, what is happening is that the societies, particularly the families, they are trying to differentiate between a working woman and a non-working woman, assuming that the working woman is more valuable than the non-working woman. But it is not so. In fact, even the housewife, the homemaker, as we call, she also contributes a lot to the family by way of, you know, in fact, if you have understanding of economics or accounting, it is as simple as that. If you calculate the opportunity cost and the replacement cost, you will understand what is the position. If the family replaces the household work which a woman does by another worker, the family has to pay something. Naturally, that replacement cost is there. Similarly, the opportunity cost, the opportunity which the woman is losing by not working, that also has to be included. So all these factors are there. Therefore, the society has to understand that the contribution of a non-working woman is no less important. In fact, it is very valuable in the sense that it helps in stress reduction of the entire family.
Right, absolutely right. So, how do you see the mental health problems of women in future and what needs to be done?
See, there are two issues. First issue is the present corona times. So, I don't know how long it's going to persist, but as long as it persists, the mental health issue will be a major challenge for everybody. And particularly women are, as I said in the beginning, that women are more stressed these days. So mental health problems of women will be on the rise. And even otherwise also, depression cases are there, then temper tantrums are there. And that is why, you know, you find that there's a lot of family discord growing up. So all these are real mental health issues, which I think the society has to tackle with, say, some kind of a counseling or maybe adding up to the mental health professionals. I think the number of mental professionals is quite low in most of the countries. So mental health has to be taken as a serious challenge apart from other health issues. And as far as future is concerned, in fact, with the societies becoming more and more competitive and ambitions on the rise and demands of the environment growing, this mental health issues will become more bothersome. So in that case, I think there has to be a greater emphasis on mental health. Moreover, one has to understand that even physical health is to a great extent dependent on the mental health. Right. In fact, these days we realize that most of the health problems have psychosomatic origin. So that way also physical health depends a lot on mental health. So mental health will have to be given more importance because the times will be like that. They will be more challenging.
Okay, so that was a wonderful insight, Dr. Pathak. And I hope with this, more and more women gain some, you know, insight on how to cope and handle with stress in future. So thank you so much for your time. And I hope all our viewers will benefit from this conversation.
Dr. Namrata, whatever you asked was all right. Now, can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
It's very simple that I gave my views as a student of stress management, or you called me expert. Well, anyway, either way. But I still consider myself to be an outsider. But as an insider, what do you think of the views which I gave on your subject? Because you are a woman, so you know better.
See, I am not an expert in this domain, but definitely as a layman, and since even I go through stress time and again, I really can relate to whatever you said. And I understand that, yes, stress can be managed and handled in a better way than we are managing right now.
So that means you are giving, say, fair marks to my emotional intelligence and empathy.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.